Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Well, happy July 1st to all of you who are tuning in to today's broadcast. Hi, I'm Nayshawn Turner, the founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching, but also the creator of the Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. And I am so glad that you guys are here with me this morning because I want to talk about something that I think is so critical, that's so important, and that's about that joy factor that I believe that we all have, but perhaps we haven't been tapping into it lately. And so I just want this show today to be a show that will inspire you, that will push you to get outside of the box and to get outside of the norm of being bogged down with so much that may be going on in your life or at work or in your business, and really begin to turn inward to tap into something that is so powerful that it can change everything about you if you dare to do it. So listen, I want you to do me a favor before I go into the show today. I want you to call someone. I want you to text them. I want you to email them and tell them, hey, Nayshawn is on the air and she has some incredible things to share with us this 1st of July, that's going to really inspire and motivate you to see your day and to experience your day in a different way. So listen, I want to jump right into the show today because I think that this topic is so good. I think it's really juicy. And so I want to just share this with you because I thought about it and came across it as I was reading an article over the weekend. And the article was talking about this thing called joy, right? And it was how you can really begin to tap into that, that can really do some incredible things in your life. So today I'm going to talk about how joy produces a better you, both personally and professionally. You know, you have within you the fuel to thrive and to flourish in ways that will be beneficial to you, your work, and for others if you dare to do one thing. And what is that one thing? Well, I've already given it away, right? It's learning to tap into your joy factor. You know, tapping into joy within you can create magic. I really believe that in how you experience who you are and what you do on a daily basis with renewed energy, increased creativity, and a different perspective for a more enjoyable day, no matter what is going on. So I want you to stay tuned as I share with you how to create rituals for a better life, for you to enjoy your life, both personally and professionally, with a little extra spark of joy added to it, all right? So listen, I want to jump right in because as I came across this article, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good, you know, because I know there are times where I can get so caught up in life and get caught up in my business and get caught up, like I said, even in the business of life. And we tend to forget, you know, I can tend to forget about, you know, what taking a moment to just step back and just enjoy life, right? And so we're so busy, ready to go on to the next thing. And I think I talked a little bit about that last week. If you tuned into my show last week where I talked about being able to celebrate, you know, the wins in your life. And so it's important for us to step back and really celebrate just the joy in our lives. You know, it doesn't mean that everything in your life is going perfect, but it does mean that you have something that will bring you joy, something that will make you smile, something that will make the sunshine come out in your life, something that brings a area of peace in your life, or that you feel energized or excited about, or that you find yourself experiencing just those positive emotions that we all need to experience in our lives when there's so much negativity that's going on around us. So I want to talk about tapping into that joy, you know, because many of us, you know, if you've been feeling like you kind of been frazzled, you know, you kind of been on the edge, you know, there's so much going on. We're in the second part of the year, and maybe you may be experiencing anxiety just from the fact that, oh my gosh, 6 months are gone, and I really haven't done what I wanted to accomplish in this year. Well, listen, you still got 6 months to go, and I want you to live out these next 6 months with joy. That's the thing. So listen, I want to talk about the joy. What is a joy factor or the joy ritual? Basically, it's an action or a thought or a belief that you purposely and mindfully add into your day. It's already in you, right? But it's important for you to tap into it, you know. And I'm not talking about only being able to experience that joy when we're experiencing big things, like I said in my last podcast about the graduation of my son or anything like that. Or sometimes we think that we only can experience joy with promotion or hitting some other milestone. But basically what I'm talking about is the desire to consciously design little moments and pauses in the day where you can really relax and reconnect to what's important, to tap into your inner wisdom and to re-energize with positive, life-giving, creative energy. That's what's important. That's what's important. And believe it or not, you know, that positive energy actually will shift your behavior. It will shift your behavior, you know. And so there's a woman who named Dr. Barbara Fredrickson, and she's an expert in human flourishing at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And she talked about when we feel positive emotions such as joy and happiness and contentment and peace, there is more that happens than just feeling good. It literally will shift your behavior. And so when we think about it, even if you are an entrepreneur or you are having some other kind of career, in the business term, this really means that when employees are feeling joy, they will be more confident in their abilities and will discover and offer creative solutions and ideas, and they're more likely to reach out to coworkers and clients with leads that will lead basically to greater productivity and ideal exchange. See, that's critical. So when you think about, you know, those of you who run a business or those of you who are working at whatever career that you're working in, you know, it's important to see the benefits of how this impacts you as the CEO, how it impacts you as the team leader, it impacts you in being able to make a difference, because now you have decided to embrace the joy, right? And it's showing up in so many great ways that now you are feeling more confident. You are experiencing new ideas, and you're finding yourself being more efficient and more effective at what you do, right? So I want to share what Dr. Christina Northrup shared in her book. She's an author of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom. And she talked about how that she believes that joy rituals are really a big part of living an abundant and fulfilled, engaged type of life. You know, that joy comes naturally in our childhood, but somehow, and I know that I can witness this, somehow we're talked out of it as we grow older. You know, and I think that, you know, when you think back to your own childhood and you think back to what it was that brought you the kind of joy that you experienced, you know, you have to ask yourself, what happened to that? What happened to that imagination, that creativity, that feeling of excitement that something amazing is going to happen today in our lives? Many times we get up bogged down with just the thoughts of yesterday or the past or just dragging in. But it's important for us to take discipline each day, she said, to connect with the joy, because it actually has a biochemical state that will benefit us. It causes our body to function better, and as well as our spirit to function better. So listen, I want to talk about some of the things that you can do to create that joy factor that's going to bring your whole life to a whole nother level, bring your whole business and how you interact with others that you do business with in a whole nother way. Because it's important to know that you can do this if you decide to incorporate this as a ritual in your life. Many people may look at, hey, walking the dog or doing an exercise or prayer or doing puzzles or whatever. But I want to give you 5 ways that you can begin to create or a release, that joy factor in your life. First of all, you have to have a desire to shift your energy towards those joy-related feelings. Don't allow yourself to be bogged down with negativity. Let's shift. Let's change the channel on that. And literally, if you are looking at the news or you're looking at other things or reading papers, everything that seems to be so negative, let's shift from that and turn it towards those things that bring you joy, whether it's just getting up early and see the sunrise. It's a beautiful thing, and it begins to do something on the inside of you like nothing else can. Number 2. I want you to notice what brings you joy. Pay attention to the actions, the thoughts, or the beliefs that bring you peace, that brings you happiness, that brings you contentment, lightness, or more creative inspiration. And consider how these little actions can become a regular part of your day. Number 3, I want you to set yourself up for success. I want you to design a structure to remind you to practice your rituals or your routines until it becomes a habit, whatever that is. And I want you to put it into your planner. Make an accountability or find, rather, an accountability partner, and then make it fun by posting sticky notes to yourself to remind you of that, right? I know you can do it. And then 4, let yourself enjoy these kind of routines fully. You know, sometimes we can start something and we're not all the way there into it. We got to lean into it. We got to be purposeful in what we do, right? And you have to allow yourself to be present in it. So let yourself enjoy your rituals, your routines of finding that joy fully. I want you to relax, feel the pleasure, notice the shifts in your energy, right? And notice the lightness or the relaxation that impacts your body, your mind, and your spirit. It is about whole person, our whole person, right? Because we bring our whole person to work. We bring our whole person into relationships. Whatever it is, it's about that. And so you have to be able to bring everything together, your mind, your body, your spirit, and appreciate. And then what you focus on and appreciate deep within your spirit, you will attract more of it. Right? So that's why joy is important. And here's 5, and I know we all can do this. I want you to enjoy and repeat often, right? It's kind of like the we watch rinse and repeat, right? So it's important for us to do that in our lives in order to experience the type of joy that's going to make you a better you, both personally and professionally, every day. You have to do it on a daily basis. Well, listen, share your comment, your feedback on how this particular podcast had kind of just shifted some things for you today. Let me know what your joy ritual is. Mine is of course, being able to walk out early in the morning and just enjoy the sound of birds and taking time to pray and to meditate and just to sit in nature. I love it. So I want you to share with me what that does for you as it does for me. It elevates me to a whole nother place, and I want you to do that on a daily basis so that you can be elevated to a new place as well. Well, listen, tune in next week as I share more that's going to help you to uniquely design your life so that you can be empowered to live your best life every day. All right, you guys, I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.